What's happening locally? The news.
And let us have a look, shall we, for this Tuesday morning, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. On Monday afternoon, the two bills proposed by the executive arrived at the National Assembly. This was in an attempt to recover social peace after a week of uninterrupted protests against a contract in favour of Minera Panama for the extraction of copper in Donoso. As the legislative plenary session goes into recess starting the 31st of October, President Laurentino Cortizo called extraordinary sessions, but only on November the 1st and 2nd, to approve the two bills presented this Monday. Later, Cortizo could extend the extraordinary sessions and include other topics, such as the general state budget for the year 2024, which has not yet been approved. First, the bill was presented that calls for a popular consultation on the 17th of December to decide whether or not to terminate Law 406 of 2023, which is the one that adopts a contract with Minera Panama. President Laurentino Cortizo promised that the result of this consultation will be binding. The project came from the hand of the Minister of Government, Roger Tejada. Tejada told the legislative plenary session that President Cortizo was forced to sign the new contract with the mining company to preserve thousands of jobs and ensure the growth of the country's gross domestic product. Now, he says, it will be up to the country to decide whether it agrees or disagrees with the contract in favour of Minera Panama. Then it was the turn of the Minister of Commerce and Industries, Federico Alfaro, who presented the bill that prohibits new metal mining concessions. The mining moratorium had already been adopted through Executive Decree 23 of October the 27th, but Alfaro indicated that it will now be elevated to the category of law, responding to the clamour of several unions. Alfaro said that the concessions that are already in process will be rejected in the next 3 months. Immediately afterwards, Deputy President Jaime Vargas closed the session and declared a recess until Tuesday the 31st of October at 9:30 a.m. Before Ministers Tejada and Alfaro arrived, Law 406 was repudiated by the deputies who had defended it and who even voted for it. Some, like Deputy Fatima Agrazal from the Democratic Change, a CD, a rebel group, apologised. Agrazal even expressed that she did not receive money in exchange for her vote. Deputy Tito Rodriguez from Molirena, who also voted in favour, referred to the angry reaction of the population to the approval of the contract with Minera Panama. "Some of us can't get close to our circuit," he acknowledged. Jairo Salazar from the PRD urged his colleagues to terminate the contract with Minera Panama. "We have to repeal it," he said, referring to Law 406. And that was approved in the third debate, sanctioned and promulgated in the Official Gazette on the same day. That was October the 20th. The official party of the Democratic Revolutionary, the party, the PRD, together with that of Molirena, announced that they will propose an article that suspends the effects of Law 406 that renewed the contract between Minera Panama and the state. This was announced on the afternoon of October the 30th by the President of the National Assembly, Jaime Vargas. This was at a press conference and accompanied by his colleagues. According to Vargas, they will include within the bill presented in the afternoon by Minister of the Government, Roger Tejada, on the call for a popular consultation, an article that suspends such effects so that the citizens can prepare for the referendum scheduled for the 17th of December. Vargas recounted the journey that the law had had in the Assembly up until its approval. The proposal arrived on the 3rd of August. In short, this count is palpable proof that the National Assembly complied with the procedure in a comprehensive manner, and above all, listening to the Panamanians who have an important voice within this administration, said Vargas. However, the socio-political environment that we live in today forces us to make a respectful, serious and committed call to add goodwill from all parties, focusing on the future of the country. Enough of creating atmospheres of conflict around an issue as serious as this contract with the state, he said. Afternoon on Monday, the shares of the Canadian mining company First Quantum Minerals that plummeted by 36%. On the Toronto Stock Exchange. The fall is recorded after the president of Panama, Laurentino Cortizo, announced the popular consultation for the population to decide whether to repeal or maintain the mining contract awarded to the company this month. There is widespread discontent over the approval of the contract, the terms reached, and the possible irreparable environmental damage for 40 years. On October the 22nd, the company had announced to investors the approval of Law 406, which approved the mining concession contract for the Cobre Panama mine. First Quantum Minerals indicated to its investors that the sanction of Law 406 by Cortizo was the final step in the review of the legal framework for the Cobre Panama mine, and that they were pleased that this revised contract establishes the basis for a renewed long-term relationship between Panama and First Quantum. However, the demonstrations in which nearly 200,000 people participated in the streets of the capital city, the closure of the main roads throughout the country, and the popular rejection after the approval of the mining contract forced President Cortizo to propose a citizen consultation. For First Quantum Minerals, the Panama operation is the most important in a mining portfolio, with 3,000 million tons of proven and probable reserves. The Cobre Panama project is one of the largest copper mines opened worldwide in the last decade. They indicate that their projection is to produce more than 300,000 tons of copper per year, along with gold, silver, and molybdenum. The administration attorney, Rigoberto Gonzalez, well, he's going to submit his opinion this week on the unconstitutionality lawsuit presented by one Ramon Sevillano against Law 406, which approved the contract between the state and Minera. This is the same contract that the executive now intends to take to a public consultation to decide its termination or not on the 17th of December, as announced by President Cortizo on the night of Sunday, when a week of citizen protests was completed uninterrupted against Law 406. In a statement made public this Monday morning, the administration attorney's office reported that although Article 2563 of the Judicial Code gives a period of 10 business days to issue its opinion, Gonzalez is already working on that task. The lawsuit, filed by Sevillano, is in the office of Judge Maria Eugenia Lopez Arias, who admitted it last week and sent it to Attorney Gonzalez, who was on duty at that time. The court also sent the attorney, Javier Caraballo, a second claim of unconstitutionality admitted by Judge Olmedo Arrocha, which was presented by Martita Conejo. There are four other claims of unconstitutionality against Law 406 which are pending admission. Judge Lopez ordered the suspension of the judicial terms during the next November the 2nd, when the country commemorates the Day of the Dead. The staff will work until noon. The offices of the adversarial criminal system will maintain their shifts. The plenary session of the National Commission for National Parades has not yet defined whether or not these activities will be carried out in November during the Mes de la Patria. The members of this commission summoned the media on Monday to report that they continue to evaluate the issue amid the nationwide development of citizen protests against Law 406. Guillermo Algeria, National Director of Education, a member of the Commission, said that at this moment they're receiving information through the educational communities, regional education directorates, and some mayor's offices about the national holiday activities in November. For this reason, he insisted that they have not finished making the evaluations. In view of the latest telephone and email calls that they have reached or have reached the celebration board, we have not finished the evaluations. We are going to finish the session today, that's Monday, or today, Tuesday, when we have complete information, he stressed. This will allow society and the educational community in general to be informed about what decision the commission can make, the official added. This Monday marks the 9th day of protests by citizen groups that reject Law 406. Several teachers' unions declared an indefinite strike until the law is repealed, as they have insisted. Well, that's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of the things here, of course, in the local news. And that's all compiled for you on this morning's programme.